Support this podcast at patreon.com/rednews.
Hello, it's Red News Podcast 66 and it's deja vu number 46 or 46,000. Feel so pissed off. One of those days where I just, it's the day after, by the way, another day after the night before. Phil, if you're coming for 25 minutes to cheer you up, this ain't the place to come. Just feel really pissed off. Really flat, felt really despondent during the game. Felt it afterwards. Felt it when I went to bed. Felt it when I went to get up. I hate myself for letting United get to me like this. But there's some games that just gnaw at you. I woke up this morning really pessimistic. I did say to a couple of people, sorry, if you were one of them, I had a bad feeling about the whole two ties. If it had been one game, but I'd said to a couple of people, I thought we'd lose 7-1 on aggregate. It just fit the depth in class, that great as the win was, it galvanised them and you can't get away with it twice. Whoever thought of Phil Jones as a underlying tactic all game to receive the ball and then start a brilliant bit of build-up play. And I've just caught a bit of MUTV and I just thought they had Rooney. I said, do you remember when he just used to take shots? Actual shots, do you remember those? What they're called, shots on goal. And we had a strike, and this isn't a dig at Rashford, who I'm really enjoying, but we just had a player who could, out of nowhere, have a shot on target. And we have so little of that. We have players who can't even hit the target. That's probably the reason. So, and in typical Red News fashion, the fucking first recording, so I'm leading on to last night. We debated, me and Nick, shall we do one? But then we thought, we can't bottle it. We've got to say how we feel. And we were not arguing, but having a heated chat about where we're going, and you'll see that in the second part of it. I just think everything is so flat at Old Trafford. We all feel it from the way they treat us, from the disregard. They don't care. They send us condescending emails. 500 people or whatever couldn't get in. Imagine that. And they call us customers. Any service industry where you're waiting to queue to get into the ground for the game that you've paid for. It's just, we know nothing is new. Top to bottom, though, it just fills it. You think Italian ultras, what would they be thinking looking on at us? It just, not and call it apathetic, but we're just all so despondent. So that sinks through to everywhere, but we can't keep accepting this. It's not good enough. And I know people talk of progress, and I want to believe myself. I almost said kid myself. I want to convince myself there is. But we have had three sucker punches in the last few weeks that I see no evidence of it. And we're just years away. And yet Ed Woodward survives. Ed Woodward doesn't get wholesale criticism. It's so complicated on so many fucking layers. The first bit had so many swear words. Perhaps it's for any priest listening. It's probably for the best. There was no humour. There was no puerile jokes. It was just pure, what you call it, passion or whatever. But I just had enough. But I hate being, you know, I've done enough United games, and then to have someone lecture me, well, just don't go. Yeah, okay, something I've done all my life, so many of us have done, to have people who've never been to lecture us about what we should and shouldn't do. But surely there has to come a point where this flat has to, something has to stem from it, because enough's enough, surely. And I feel sorry for Ollie, and that is like a Moyes-esque horrible emotion to feel for a United manager. But the Arsenal, Watford and last night, they felt like those beginning of the end days for Jose. And I know people said the second half show improvement, but come on. I felt that was, you know, I've just shot my feet off, but at least I can put my shoes on my foot, on my legs that have blown off. There's no consolation in that. Horses bolted, you know. So I had a bad feeling all day, and it came to pass. I sold, not that the mag is relevant to how United do, but it's how I feel. I stood there for 2.5 hours and I sold 15, thinking, what is my place here in the United universe? You know, I love people tweeting support for us, but unless it's backed up, we're gone. We are gone, you know. We have to continually rely on that summer campaign, but now it's getting, I don't know. So that added to it. And I just was emotionally done in with that, really. And that you could say that it's not a lack of passion, but it's just a lack of intelligence, football and ability. You see so many teams who have lesser players playing better football than us, and we're making the same mistakes. We see the same players. We know the squad's not good enough, but what are you going to do to change it? How quick do you want this to happen, United, that is? And how, we know why, but how is Woodward still in his job? So, Leeds on, sorry, fucking, there's no redemption in this spell. I just feel, I actually just want this day to end. And they say, look forward to Norwich, come on. We've got to, oh dear. Anyway, I hope you're feeling a bit better than I fucking feel right now. So I wrote the editorial for Saturday before yesterday, so it was pretty angry as it was. So it wasn't written in the spite of it. Thanks for all your kind words. There's a lad from Mark from Barnsley who came up the other day and said he appreciates the podcast, which is nice. I don't always want to be so fucking miserable on them. But hell, aren't we all? All right, here's the next part. Cheers. You come. Right, that's... it's cut out the last bit. The only way that this is worth it is if we improve. The whole... I love Ollie. Let's, don't cloud it with a romantic... You know, we won't love Ollie less, we won't... But the whole point is, this is only worth it if we end up better. And we're no better. We are no better. Let's be honest. Let's cut to the chase. We've had encouraging a few signs here. And I don't want to be... I find the Ollie in and out. It's like a fucking... School kids, you know, are you this? But... When I think... You know, Pochettino is available. Another point. He's available now. And I have to say... You cannot fucking polish a turd, but you can.
Hold it in glitter. Yeah. Hold it in glitter.
Go on, Nick. Sorry, I'm running. But I just feel so angry.
If there's an adequate squad there, and the signings are not right, and who's doing the signings, can Pochettino polish that turd better than Ollie can?
And why should Manchester United have a fucking turd?
That's a different argument, mate. That's a different argument, isn't it?
But if you think about it though, like, you look at tonight and you look at two of the goals that they conceded, the second and the third one.
Oh, they're,
you
know, shockers,
Ollie's not out there, and he's not the person that's making Lindelof slip for that goal. He's still picking Lindelof, and I get
and he's been out of form for 2 months.
I don't understand who else we can start. Centre half.
Carrick. We haven't tried that in a while.
He's not the one that's out there making Phil Jones fucking fall on his ass for De Bruyne's
shit. But that's why. So we're endemic.
That's the thing. It's like Pochettino's not going to come in and eradicate shit players and suddenly make them better. We've had Phil Jones now for 9 years, and we know what we're doing with him.
How is he still here?
Seriously, it's an easy target. But there's other players that are around there that fall into that same bracket.
Paul, we're on a podcast. Just because you, no, he's out. But you cannot fucking tolerate, you know, like, the apathy just spreads. Like, this is sort of, well, it is what it is, so we'll just, but you can't. There comes a point where you have to, we're on the dying embers. I spoke to a few Reds before the game who were saying, I feel so disenchanted. You know, United sending out emails, you're in the United end. If you do this, blaming us. We've paid the money today. You're the ones who put those tickets on general sale. Well, like, we're the enemy again. And people saying they've had enough. I feel sometimes like, I've had enough of you treating us like shit, of like imbeciles. Not one chant tonight about Woodward or the Glazers. And I'm not going into... It matters.
If you don't laugh, you'll cry.
Yeah, but I feel like both. An angry cry wank or something like that. That's...
That's too much. Nobody wants to hear that. I'm still putting the mag for the one that comes out on Saturday, my thoughts and my reason as to why all they should stay.
Well, there's a couple of you who do.
Yeah, and... I just, but Nick, my bigger point is, what has this all been for if we don't stick with it? What has it all been for? Because it just seems like it's nonsense. He's not even had a year as a permanent manager. He wasn't allowed to sign anyone last January. No one would have come because he wasn't a permanent manager. No one would have known his plans. He's had one summer to do his business. He's brought in three players that every single person has been happy with so far. Okay, I look at Daniel James recently and I think, what's he done?
He's still not doing anything.
Other than that, Wan-Bissaka not great, Maguire's not been great recently, but other than that, they have improved our squad, and I still think that if he has another summer to do that,
really?
We can still be better off. I've always said on this podcast previously,
yeah, but you're doing that because you just love him.
No, I don't, and I backed Jose till the end until the whole squad was totally gone, but this squad's not gone on the roller. They came out and you said that this was a Moyes performance in the first half, and it was, Moyes versus City when they played them and we lost 3-0. It was exactly the same as that, but we had no reaction in the second half, and at least we came out in the second half, we got a goal, we had a reaction from it, because Ole's still not lost this squad. He's not lost these players. I don't think he has. No, I still think they're really there to play for him.
It cannot be. You cling on to City basically slowed down their play, and because the players are still on Ollie's side, the players have got away with it for years.
Yeah, no, that's where the problem lies. It goes back to the recruitment. Is the recruitment now going and taking a new turn after we saw from last summer? We won't know unless we give it the time. Pochettino could come in, whoever could come in and with a different set of ideas, and then it sets us back.
Yeah, but we're choosing the cheap option then, aren't we?
What, Pochettino or staying
in Ole? No,
in Ole. Because
he's not going to
kick. It doesn't matter. Cheap doesn't mean that it's necessarily bad, though.
Well, it does.
I still want to see what he wants to do. I don't care where the season goes at this moment in time. We're not going to get relegated, are we? Let's be honest.
Oh, fucking hurrah.
That's my point. And we're still going to be Man United. We're still going to be in the Premier League. Let's see where this goes. Let's show after another year building a new
side. That's not.
And if it's not working by Christmas, then fair enough, I'll hold my hands up. But until we see what goes on in the summer, I don't see what the point is in everything.
But that becomes like a pure old thing. We'll always support United. I will go until I'm priced out or incapable. But we cannot keep accepting this. We can't.
Whether he's any good or not, Lindelof gets the ball. His distribution's not great. He looks at it, he's got nobody. There's no movement.
Yeah, but why did we play that tactic today?
Fred works his bollocks off. He gets the ball. And as soon as he looks up, nobody moves off the ball whatsoever.
But why did we put that tactic?
First 10 minutes, we sort of came out.
Do I want a drink, or are you all okay?
Came out looking up.
They
just controlled us. We were just a million miles away.
But we're a million miles away from Watford. We were a million ways away. You know,
We have not got a midfield.
But in the last month, I've had more wobbles than I did in the previous 11. And I come back to it. You remember after Fulham where I had to fucking... And this isn't a... But that BT thing. And I said, Ollie's got us dreaming again. And I was so happy. Ollie has got us dreaming, and it feels like it is turning into yet another nightmare. I'm not blaming, we know the underlying reasons, but if it all isn't working and if it all isn't improving, then we should Manchester United under any manager fail to win so few games? Forget about tonight, right, that's one of the best teams. However, should Manchester United have won 14 games out of 32 this season? Any Manchester United, which compares to the 80s?
No. And it's...
So we're sort of fulfilling, well, we'll have another year like this.
But will we, though?
Yes.
Definitely.
Well, I was always, when we've had these things, Shane said it'll be 10 years, and no chance. Yeah. And now I cannot see.
I'm saying we're fairly retired. We might win another FA Cup in the next 10 years. And everyone thought I was an idiot. But it's post-bus we revisited. Big start.
It's hard to argue with it.
It's almost like Wilf McGuinness being lost in training, isn't it? And getting over to that former player. It's how it feels like. It does feel like that, but I still think there is a bit of a plan. I still think the transfers and the signings were the plan. I just think that if you've done
but
that.
What's the plan on the pitch?
I don't know that, and I'll be honest with you, but I think again it stems from getting the right players in, and you can't just simply just change the manager, because no other manager's going to improve that squad of players that we've got. Jesus Christ could not come in himself and manage that side and make it any better.
You took the piss out of me that I was saying at Watford and Arsenal Ollie did a like a beat in his chest, come on lads, breathing, you know. And I thought, you've got other managers. I feel like I'm picking on him now. He's not, he's not.
You've already said where the real problem lies. That one song was that. There needs to be something.
Change the manager, though. You've got the same thing again. He comes in, he wants to change players, and he just
stagnated. Yeah, but we know that. But say, right, so say we then, if we are, this is it. There is managers who can get you playing. Because look at Sheffield United this season. Well, so how are Sheffield United nearly matching with us? But what is that then? Well, Nathan joked during the game, Lingard joining Raiola the week after he has slagged us off, but Nathan said, when's Phil Jones signing for Raiola? But does that not sum up a stupidity?
I couldn't believe Paul told me earlier about him going Raiola.
I'd let Lingard go on the strength of it.
But the positive, Rashford scoring again. He's getting two chances a game. I'm clinging it. Two positives. Brandon Williams and Marcus Rashford. And how many of those players would you keep?
With a decent midfield, it'd be
different midfields.
I'm sure let's get to five players in that current squad of one.
Fred, when the wind was blowing that corner, Fred could have taken 50 corners and still. And bizarrely, in a hand when it fucking hit their man, that was probably our most effective corner of the decade.
We never look like when we get a corner, we're never going to score. When was the last time we scored?
But what do they do in training?
2003, when Beckham left.
What do they do in training?
I don't understand.
Especially when you've got a target man like Maguire in the box as well.
Simple things though, when someone has the ball, the nearest player has to just provide an option.
So what are they doing?
How many times do you see a player under pressure and there's no United player within 15 yards of them and they end up having to play a speculative pass hoof it up front because it's the safest thing to do, because no one will just go and sit next to them and provide an easy outlet, which is what we used to do.
Because we've got stupid footballers.
There's a side down the road, about 30 miles down the road, who are X amount of points clear. I'm not
fucking
hell, Meg.
Jesus, no name. Fucking night.
Look at their midfield. Look at their midfield. How many of their midfielders do you think are top draw midfielders?
No, I agree. Henderson isn't top draw. Milner's.
Fabinho, maybe.
Maybe. Tuesday,
maybe.
Henderson and
but that's what I maintain. If we are under the great
Oxley Chamberlain.
Yeah, but Mick, if we are under.
But
Mick, if we. Mick, if we are under.
Even in the 1980s, apart from St. Mick's, Liverpool hardly ever had a great central midfield.
Yeah, but if we are under.
They had very good players.
The Glazer era.
I'm talking about the 70s and 80s. I don't think they had, apart from St. Mick's, they didn't have a
stop
great...
talking about fucking Liverpool. No, but if we are under the Glazer era, look at Liverpool. They signed players from Southampton, they signed players from Roma. So they didn't go for fucking
glory names.
And and Mo Salah, who Mourinho didn't like or rate or whatever the full story is. So these players are obtainable in to a structure. So how, director of football, where are you?
Well, that's the point though. You look at Ole, he signs Daniel James from Swansea. Wan-Bissaka came from Palace. Maguire's come from Leicester. How's that different from Southampton? It's not, is it? You've got to start somewhere. You have to start somewhere, and that's why you have to trust
that
this.
You've given me iota.
Honestly, there's hope. There is. And I'm not sitting here and listening to people being negative. I'm fucking bored of it. You're boring me. Negative.
All right.
Fucking negative. Shut up. You're being negative. Bored of it. Winding me up.
I get that.
So, and there's big changes to come from this game. It has to be. And if there's not...
You told me that before.
I'm saying from this point on, it has to be.
You said that before.
When?
I will go through.
You go through and you say
it after the last game. Probably
said after all. This one is a different game. I don't think I've said that before, but if I've said it before, this one is different. It is though, isn't it? You can't play like that one. We were just saying then at the bar, weren't we? Can you think of the worst 45 minutes at home that you've ever seen at Old Trafford?
Yeah, City and Liverpool, that noise. And how is Woodward still here? We know what, you know, but at what point? How is that man still in charge of this organisation?
Because he makes some money.
Yeah, but that's running out.
He makes some money. We would make more money if we were playing the way we used to before he turned up.
That's an easy way for the Glazers to look at it, though, isn't it?
Yeah, but you're going to lose out. You're Adidas. Two years running, you're going to lose out on the Champions League football.
Well, the sponsors aren't going to be there. Who's going to sponsor that?
Somebody. The brand's too big. United are always going to be on telly. Somebody's always going to want to sponsor United. If you look at the run of FA Cup games, we run a ridiculous amount of times now. 15-0. People are still going to want to sponsor United because we're on telly and it's in the public eye. We've just got another fucking...
For me, it's a night where no good can come of it. No, I don't know. I feel really bleak.
For the first time since the 1980s, Old Trafford was not full for a derby. Sooner or later, that happened through the TV. For the first time in over 30 years, Old Trafford was not full for a match to derby.
I've got nothing, so, you know. No jokes, no puerile humour, I'm really just fed up, top to bottom. Will we beat fucking Norwich?
Not a good job.
That's why I'm sacking it off.
Thanks everyone who bought the mag tonight. It's been a fucking struggle as well the last few months. Don't know why I'm doing it as well. One of those nights. Oh, no. Please buy the mag on Saturday. Nick, I'm leaving it with you. Go on, for 30 seconds.
What? You want something positive or whatever?
Yeah. Finish up,
I honestly, you mentioned it before and you said about Williams coming in over Shaw. Now, that's got to happen.
That is
a great positive for us because if he can go on and be the left back, that's one position sorted. I still think Wan-Bissaka's fine from that back lot. Yeah. I still think you've got your two full backs sorted there. And that spine of the team just needs improving. Yeah, there's players that we need to improve, and I get that. Rashford's still scoring when we've got such a bad midfield. Someone mentioned it before. Imagine how much better it would be if we had creativity. You had someone like a Bernardo who ran us absolutely fucking ragged tonight. Someone like him who could create something for him. There's a gap there for us to improve. I really think it, and I know that Ole recognises it, and I think you look at something for that tonight, they know what the problems are. We as fans have known what this team has been capable of. We know what Pereira's been capable of. We know what Jones has been capable of. And I just feel like this coaching staff haven't really properly recognised that until tonight. And I'm hoping that going forward there will be big changes from it. And if there's not, then fair enough, then we do need to consider an alternative option. But I still stand by the point is there is no other manager, there is no other person on this planet who could carry out and make this team better, and these players that we've got now better than what we're currently getting. And Jose still said it himself, and I know you're not going to like what I'm going to say, but he still said it's his best achievement getting this team to second in the league. And I fucking believe that in him, because Jesus Christ, Lord fucking knows how we managed to get that out of this squad. And still, to be fair, to be in touching distance of the top four, I know we're probably not going to get there, but we're still so close, and it's within touching distance of it.
Yeah, but top four is an entertainment.
Yeah, then fine. And do you know what? All five of us around this table would take top four this season because of the situation that we're in now. And I would take it now. Every Man United fan going would take a top four from where we are right now. And that's fine. And yeah, it is an head aim, and that's fine, and that's part of the problem. But you can't say that there's not improvements and there's not positives and stuff that we can take from tonight. Because if there's not, then why are we doing this? Why are we all there? Why are we being a football club? You have to be able to build on from something like tonight. It has to be. I'm not arsed, I don't care. I'm sick of the negativity. I'm sick of going on Twitter and seeing negativity.
Do you not think I've got a
point.
Yeah,
with
not,
my why I feel so
100% you've got a point with it. But if you don't have hope, then fucking don't follow Man United if you've not got hope. Because this club came back from Munich, and if it can come back from that, it can come back from
course,
fucking anything. So if you've not got hope, go and support some other bastard.
Of course,
I'm not interested in it.
What I'm saying is, unless there comes a point that I get that. But what I'm saying is, we're allowing an apathetic era. We're just almost accepting this, and that is as bad as not having hope.
I get that point completely, but my point is that we need to make sure we're doing more as fans to do something about. I thought the Red Army were great tonight.
Yes.
I thought they sang the back.
Well, when they came up with a flare,
3-0 down, and they're stood outside, and they're singing Man United all the way down the tunnel.
They came up my end with the flares, and that was brilliant. And I thought, there's kids in there that they came up with flares before the game, the TRA, and were really going for it. But also, it's up to some of them to lead the chance against them.
Yeah, great.
Because he's got to know, you know, how many times in the 80s, Martin Edwards, you're a wanker, Peter Kenyon's, you're a wanker. You know, even if it's just an outlet, and I get the hope bit. But I'm allowed to feel.
Oh, you're allowed to feel negative, but
I never,
when you've been negative for however long this has been running for,
I never thought
these people need some positivity. Jesus Christ!
I never thought it would be 10 years.
Stopping suicides.
Now I'm thinking.
Could be 20.
Oh, for fuck's sake!
It could be.
Right. Enough.
Next. We're running out of positive.
Go on, one positive. Brandon Williams.
26. And when he took the kick. Such a half a chance. Such a poor squad.
My theory is anyone over 22 now should be culled. Just go totally. Any under 22 only allowed on Saturday. And De Gea. What's going on with him?
Look, we focus on the positive, and you've gone back to the negative again. This is my point.
I love that. I love that.
I have to say, credit to him tonight, because at 3-0 down, I'm playing that, and if I'm 3-0 down again, my head goes. And the fact he still pulled off that, I know it was Bernardo's shot and he was offside, but the fact he still pulled off that save, he pulled off a save with his feet in the second half, to still keep going and have that intensity, that's definitely a positive. And you can criticise the mentality of Man United players of all you want, but that was good for him tonight.
I clapped
give
him
that
as well, and I clapped him in an old style clap when he came to me for the second half.
We never answered the question. Did he clap as much in the 70s? Yeah. We never answered that question.
Right.
Support this podcast at patreon.com/rednews.